If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Planned Parenthood stands behind our work to help women and families donate tissue for medical research when they wish to. It is always their decision. And I thank those women and families who have chosen tissue donation at some point in their lives. Your commitment to life-saving research, developing treatments for diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, is important and compassionate, and it should be respected, not attacked.
That's Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards speaking last summer about the organization's fetal tissue program. She talked about it being a donation of tissue. What we have learned from now 10 Planned Parenthood undercover videos that it was not always a donation of just some sort of kind of innocuous tissue. It was the actual body parts of aborted fetuses, often without the mother's consent, and that it wasn't simply a donation. It was being sold to, in some cases, the highest bidder for those parts. Well, recently Planned Parenthood announced that it was no longer going to be reimbursed or taking any reimbursement for fetal tissue, as they call it. Is this a real change in practice or policy for the nation's largest abortion provider? Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Wednesday afternoon, the 14th of October. Wendy Wright, Vice President for the Center for Family and Human Rights Institute, will join us here. For these first few minutes, we're going to talk about Planned Parenthood's recent announcement. Then Dr. Kim Riddlebarger will join us. We're going to review and talk through, kind of understand E-Bible Fellowship's failed doomsday prediction. A week ago today, E-Bible Fellowship assured us would be the end of the world. The day came and went. The world did not end. Now, they had hedged their bets a little bit, saying it was highly likely, and there was a small likelihood that the world wouldn't end on that day. It didn't. What are they saying now, and why did they say it in the first place? Dr. Kim Riddlebarger of the White Horse Inn will be our guest in a few minutes here on Issues Etc. Joining us to talk about Planned Parenthood's announced change in its fetal tissue reimbursement policy, Wendy Wright. She's Vice President for the Center for Family and Human Rights Institute. Wendy, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
Does this recent announcement about not taking money for the body parts of aborted babies, does it represent a real change in either policy or practice for Planned Parenthood?
It is a smokescreen. Now, first, let's get straight that the furor and the ability for the government to investigate Planned Parenthood was because our tax dollars were being spent for the body parts of these aborted babies to be used for research. But what has truly caused the uproar, what people were so appalled about, is the dissecting of these babies in order to get the heart, brain, liver, sometimes of babies that it appears were still alive. That is what is so horrified us. And that will still continue. This is not a policy shift for Planned Parenthood. It's not that they're going to stop aborting babies or stop harvesting the body parts from the babies. And it's a smokescreen, because the way the money trail would work is it's the National Institutes for Health, that's the federal government agency, that is paying for the fetal tissue. Now, one of the things that we discovered from these tapes, these undercover videos, is that some of the abortionists who are doing the harvesting are themselves also the researchers. They're the ones getting the money. So I can even guess at what will happen. Planned Parenthood would contract with these abortionists and then maybe even cut down the amount they pay the abortionist, because the abortionist knows that he's going to make up that money through the grant money that he will get from NIH from obtaining these body parts.
What I got to wonder is the outrage over this has been considerable. The PR blowback for Planned Parenthood has been sufficient to get Cecile Richards in front of Congress and for Congress to launch, and it looks like something akin to a fraud investigation of Planned Parenthood here, trying to find out the facts. All of this has come, and all they're saying is, we're going to keep doing it, but we're not going to take any money for it. Why don't they just say, we're not going to do this anymore? Even if they said, we're going to continue to perform abortions, even though they say that's 3% of their business, but we're not going to do any more dissections, and we're not going to be doing anything with the body parts afterwards that would send them off into any other market whatsoever. They can't control how these things are sold after they leave their hands, too. So why not just stop doing it?
I think Congressman Dianne Black said it very well regarding this announcement, is that this decision was driven by optics, not by conscience. Planned Parenthood, it just wants to appear to be doing something and appear to be doing something that would seem like it's as if it's a moral decision, but it's really a distraction. And I certainly hope that our government authorities will not fall for it. And we as pro-lifers shouldn't fall for it either. You know, even in Planned Parenthood's announcement, they said that only Planned Parenthood's in Washington and California, in two states, were involved in this. Well, we know that's not true because one of the undercover investigations was done in Texas. And the Texas affiliate, where some of the most graphic videos were obtained, they described the huge amounts of money that they were making, the increase to the bottom line to Planned Parenthood from the providing of these body parts to researchers. So we should not be fooled by this announcement today. And I pray that our government authorities will continue to investigate Planned Parenthood on the state and the federal level.
What needs to be investigated? Cecile Richards and others appeared before a House committee, I believe, that usually deals with issues of financial impropriety. But what needs to be investigated specifically?
Well, Planned Parenthood would still continue to get nearly $500 million a year from government money, federal and state money. They will still continue to get that money. And yet, what we found from at least one of the witnesses, who was a former director of a Planned Parenthood affiliate, that Planned Parenthood will charge the government for various steps in the process of the abortion procedure. So charge them for the pregnancy test, charge for other kinds of testing, charge for maybe for counseling. So Planned Parenthood will continue to get money for abortion procedures. It may not be for the actual direct procedure itself, but all the things that may go around it. So that continues. That needs to be investigated as well. But even beyond that, our tax dollars should not be going to Planned Parenthood. Even if there's not another congressional hearing, Congress has enough information now to decide, to vote, that none of our tax dollars should be going to any organization that does abortions, because by doing so, we as the taxpayers are being forced to subsidize the killing of innocent children.
Now, the videos created quite a bit of momentum. Do you think that if the videos have run their course, or if there are no more to be released, that the momentum on this, not with respect to pro-lifers who don't have a problem with momentum when it comes to opposing abortion, but with regard to the media, with regard especially to our lawmakers, is going to wane?
Well, there are more videos to be released. You may recall that there was a judge in California that had put an order, a restraining order, on releasing some of the videos regarding the National Abortion Federation. And Congress had also wanted those videos and had an order to obtain those videos. Well, just this afternoon, those videos were handed over to Congress, and now they can be fully looked at. So these are the unedited, full videos obtained by the Center for Medical Progress. I think there are a lot more surprises, and I actually regret to say that there are probably a lot more things to be revealed that will continue to shock us.
I wonder, is it imperative that every lawmaker who has a hand in this, that who has some kind of responsibility in the oversight that Congress is attempting to practice, does every lawmaker, regardless of their affiliation, have an obligation to see those videos?
to watch them. They certainly should, because most of them will be voting. Certainly on the federal level, I expect that there will be measures in both the House of Representatives and in the Senate, and there are a number of state legislatures that will be voting regarding the funding of Planned Parenthood. And how can you vote? How can you be fully informed in order to vote unless you've seen these videos, unless you see behind the closed doors of Planned Parenthood, unless you see what is really going on? Then you won't really know what our tax dollars are going toward. And even beyond, let's say that we stop funding Planned Parenthood. People need to know what's happening in our country, because it's happening in our neighborhoods. It's happening to the women that we know, our coworkers, our family members. We need to know what's going on, because ultimately I think that we as a nation will be held responsible. We'll be held responsible by God. We'll be held responsible by the generations that are yet to come. Just as we look back on the those that lived in regions of Europe that were under Nazi control and were in the neighborhoods at the concentration camps, those neighbors were held morally responsible for not doing anything that they should have known, and they didn't do anything. I think the whole same holds true for us today in America.
Okay, let's just talk briefly, if we could, about what the overall goal should be here, because never has there been an inside look into what Planned Parenthood does on a regular basis and what it has been doing for we don't know how long when it comes to the sale, the distribution of the body parts of babies. No one wants to believe that this is actually occurring, but we have had an unprecedented look, a literal look, into what they do. What's the overall goal, given this opportunity, that the pro-life community ought to pursue?
Well, this should prick the conscience of every person who's got a conscience to see the broken body parts of these aborted babies. And when people see that, how can they possibly say that abortion is okay, that it should be legal, that it should be allowed? And it should reinvigorate all of us to speak out against abortion, to talk with our neighbors, our coworkers, our family members. Because as we talk about it now, it could be a year from now, 5 years from now, that the people that we're talking to will find themselves in a situation of deciding whether or not to have an abortion or be involved in an abortion. And if we can lay that foundation now of absolute horror, of being appalled at what abortion is, that would influence those decisions yet to come. So our job is not yet done. Even if we do come to the point of defunding Planned Parenthood so that our tax dollars aren't paying for abortionists, then we still need to continue to ensure that no women, no children are abused by abortionists, that every life is respected, and that we have a culture that upholds the sanctity of human life.
How do you respond to Cecile Richards and others who speak for Planned Parenthood when they say, and I quote here from Richards, Planned Parenthood's policies on fetal tissue donation already exceed the legal requirements. Now we're going even further, she says, above and beyond the call of duty in order to take away any basis for attacking Planned Parenthood to advance an anti-abortion political agenda. Essentially says what we were doing was already legal. Now we're going beyond what the law requires. What's your response?
Yeah, it's clear that what they were doing was not. The fact that the abortionists were haggling over higher prices for the providing, which would then be selling of aborted baby parts, clearly that is not legal. But on top of that, Planned Parenthood really is masterful at word crafting. And they make it always seem as if they're on the side, they're speaking on behalf of the women. But one of the things that these videos expose is that sometimes the women are not giving consent. That in fact, these tissues and organs are being obtained without the approval, without the women even knowing what's being done. And perhaps if the women had known, their eyes would have been open to what was really occurring, that this is a human being that's being aborted, this is their baby, and would they would have hopefully have decided not to have gone through an abortion. So regarding Cecile Richards, I would warn everyone, she is very clever and her staff are very clever at framing their message, but don't be fooled by it. They have been involved in illegal activity, and even beyond that, they've been involved in immoral activity that should never be allowed.
I want your thoughts here as our time winds down on kind of seeing Planned Parenthood, for lack of a better analogy, at least somewhat on the ropes, whether they're willing to admit that. At first, there's denial that any of this is real. They just simply said that the videos were hoaxes. And then they were forced to say, no, they're real, but they've been highly doctored and edited. They continue to promulgate that particular idea. They denied that what it showed was actually happening. Then they admitted it was, but it was legal. They've taken steps back and back and back again. This latest move, while driven by PR, seems to be another step back. Do you see this as a hopeful sign that Planned Parenthood is on its heels at the very least?
Well, the fact that the statement that was released that they will not take the reimbursement, no, I don't, because I see the statement as a complete distraction. It's a diversion. It's a smokescreen. They're not really changing any policy. They're going to continue to profit from the killing of unborn children, whether it's the paying for getting paid for the abortion itself, or in various other shrewd, clever ways of obtaining money. So, no, I don't think that we should feel that Planned Parenthood is senses that they're in any way guilty or will step back from what they're doing. They're going to continue going forward. They are true ideologues. They believe in what they're doing. They're going to continue unless we do something. We continue to do something to stop them.
Finally, if abortion is, as has been often stated and restated by the representatives of Planned Parenthood, a mere 3% of their business, as they say, why wouldn't they just stop doing it? Most businesses, yeah, if they're as profitable as Planned Parenthood is, can take a 3% hit in their revenue without and walk away from it very easily. Why not simply stop performing abortions? You know, then the PR fervor, the storm, dissipates in a matter of days.
So it's not 3% of their revenue, and it's very cleverly worded. It's 3% of their services. So let's say a woman goes in and gets a pregnancy test, an STD test, counseling, and an abortion. That's considered multiple services. That's how they get that very watered down number of 3%. As it turns out, about a third of their revenue comes from abortion. So it's a huge revenue maker. But beyond that, even if it was a smaller amount of their revenue, they're going to continue because they truly believe in the killing of unborn children. They truly believe that women cannot be empowered. Women can't be equal to men unless they have the right to kill their unborn children, unless they have the right to not to be to have children erased from women's lives. So I think this latest escapade of these undercover videos have shown the true colors of Planned Parenthood. They are not a spokeswoman for women. They are not the ones who truly represent women's interests. They are not the ones who care about women's health, that they are not just providing services, that in fact they will lie, cheat, and steal to continue what they're doing, which is primarily abortion.
Wendy Wright is Vice President of the Center for Family and Human Rights Institute. You'll find a link to the Center for Family and Human Rights Institute at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Wendy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Dr. Kim Riddlebarger of the White Horse Inn. It was last week today, last Wednesday, that it was predicted by eBible Fellowship that the world would come to an end. They did hedge their prediction a little bit, not much, but a little bit, saying that it was very, very unlikely that the world wouldn't end and highly likely that it would. What have they said since? Why did they say in the first place that the world would end, and why do so many people believe it? Dr. Kim Riddlebarger of the White Horse Inn will be our guest on the other side of the break, live this Wednesday, October the 14th, 1 week after eBible Fellowship said the world should have ended. Stay tuned.
Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran Music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
When the Apostle Paul stated, "I have become all things to all men," was he talking about fitting in with the world? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled All Things to All Men. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. You can also read Pastor David Wan's story of failing to find Lutheran theology in several Lutheran churches, but finding it in Scripture and the Lutheran Confessions, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
An umbilical cord of biblical truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
Did you know that we send out an email each week that details upcoming show topics? It's available for you to include in your weekly church bulletin. Just click the Issues Etc. Journal logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org, and sign up to receive the church bulletin blurb. It's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Look for the Issues Etc. Journal logo and register to receive a weekly bulletin paragraph from Issues Etc.